Okay, let's unpack this one.
Let's do it.
Today, we're diving deep into the profile of Mohamed Daniel. He's a chief consultant in data and AI, DevOps, and cloud solution architecture.
Quite a title.
Right. And our mission really is to pull out the core insights, what defines his expertise, and what actually makes someone a visionary leader in tech right now.
Yeah, that term gets thrown around. What does it mean here?
Exactly. What's fascinating right off the bat is the foundation. We're talking over 14 years of experience
That's significant time in this field.
and a three-time Microsoft MVP on Azure.
Okay, so deep Azure knowledge.
Plus a nine-time Microsoft Certified Trainer, MCT, and get this, over 20 certifications.
Wow. Okay, so he's clearly committed to the formal learning side too, not just, on the job stuff.
Definitely. It signals both that deep practical experience and the formal knowledge base.
All right, so where do we start? The breadth of expertise seems huge.
Let's break that down. You see proficiency, maybe even mastery across the major cloud platforms. Microsoft Azure, AWS, and also hybrid cloud environments.
Right, multi-cloud. That's not just nice to have anymore, is it? It's pretty strategic for big companies.
Absolutely. Resilience, avoiding lock-in, finding the best tool for the job, not just the one vendor's tool.
Shows adaptability.
Totally. And building on that cloud foundation, his DevOps roots seem incredibly deep.
Okay, like what specifically?
Well, the CI/CD platforms, right? Azure, DevOps, GitLab, GitHub Actions, the core engines for delivering software
But the
fast.
backbone, yeah.
Then there's infrastructure as code, automating the setup. He's got Terraform, Ansible, Bicep listed.
So managing infrastructure through code, not clicks, essential for consistency and scale.
And container orchestration, Kubernetes, Docker, AKS,
The
EKS.
whole container ecosystem. So
Yep.
what's the real significance of having that entire spectrum covered?
Well, it feels like it enables that truly agile, scalable development, doesn't it?
I think so. He's not just like using these tools in isolation. It sounds like he's architecting whole systems where dev and ops just
Yeah.
mesh.
Seamlessly integrated, speeding up innovation cycles, especially for larger outfits.
Okay, so DevOps and cloud architect, that makes sense. But his title also says data and AI chief consultant. How does that fit in?
Good point. His work mentions Microsoft Fabric, that's the new unified analytics platform from Microsoft,
Right, the big announcement.
and Azure Data Factory for integration, plus Azure AI Foundry.
AI Foundry helps streamline building and deploying AI, right?
Yeah,
Enterprise-grade stuff.
exactly. And he's got the DP700 Fabric Data Engineer cert to prove he's deep in that data architecture.
Okay, so he's building the infrastructure, the pipes, but also understanding the data and intelligence flowing through them.
It seems that way. And crucially, he seems to wrap it all in a heavy focus on security services.
Yes. Can't forget security. What does that look like?
DevSecOps building security in from the start, using things like Microsoft Defenders for cloud, managing identity and access.
I am, yeah. Standard but critical.
And backed by certs like AZ-500, Azure Security Engineer, and SC-900, it feels holistic.
It does. Building scalable and secure automated systems. That's the goal.
But skills lists are one thing. How does this translate into real-world impact?
Exactly. The projects are where you see it applied, like his work for BW Offshore Group.
Oil and gas, right? Complex sector.
Very. He built an advanced integration platform using Fabric and Azure AI Foundry. Think about unlocking data insights there.
That sounds like a major project, automating processes in that kind of environment.
Huge value. Then there's a different angle. His work with the Norwegian State Pension Fund, SPK.
Public sector. What did he do there?
He helped them develop their cloud strategy using Microsoft's Cloud Adoption Framework, the CAF.
So, high-level strategic guidance.
Right. And then implemented automated Azure DevOps pipelines with Terraform. So strategy and execution, guiding big foundational shifts.
That shows real breadth, from industry specifics to government strategy.
And then look at the robotics retail industry with AutoStore AS. Very different again.
Autos, okay. What kind of projects?
High stakes ones, like the Pepsi migration, Amazon fulfillment center setups,
Wow. What was his role?
leading cloud infrastructure provisioning, sorting out networking, security, orchestrating apps with
What
Kubernetes.
works?
Yeah, and setting up monitoring to Prometheus, Grafana, making sure it all runs smoothly and you can see what's happening.
That variety is impressive. Oil and gas, pensions, robotics, retail. It really does build a well-rounded architect, someone who can tackle diverse, complex problems.
Definitely. But it's not just the projects. You mentioned the 20-plus certs earlier. That commitment to formal learning seems key too.
Right. Things like Azure Expert Certs, but also Project Management Professional, PMP.
PMP is interesting. That's not purely technical.
No, it's about managing the project itself. And he uses ITIL V4, Agile Methodologies. How does that formal knowledge layer contribute?
I think it's critical for that visionary leader aspect we talked about. Mm. It shows dedication beyond just the tech. Well, PMP means understanding delivery, balancing tech with business goals. ITIL is about service delivery best practices. Agile is about adapting quickly.
So it's knowing how to build, but also how to manage, govern, and innovate within reliable frameworks.
Precisely. That blend of deep practical skill and structured knowledge lets someone lead transformations confidently.
Okay, so let's pull this together. What does this deep dive into Mohamed Danielle's profile really mean for you, the listener?
Well, it clearly paints a picture of a truly comprehensive skill set, deep tech mastery across cloud, DevOps, data, AI.
Combined with that strategic consulting angle and solid project management.
And we see how diverse experiences, oil and gas, pensions, robotics, fintech forge an expert who delivers scalable, secure, automated solutions reliably.
Right. Now, here's maybe the interesting takeaway thought. What is a career like this built on that foundation of continuous multi-domain learning and strategic application? What does that suggest about the future of tech leadership?
And perhaps more importantly for our listeners, what does it suggest about your own professional journey in this constantly evolving space? Something to think about.